Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And as always, you can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. And we got some baseball to get into. Obviously, some NBA basketball to get into. And the game four of the NBA Finals, Boston Celtics hosting the Golden State Warriors, is starting. They're doing the national anthem right now, so we're talking about 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away. And pivotal game here tonight. If the Warriors drop this one, like Rob said, you never say never, but they'd be in a hole that only one team has ever come out of. And that was the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016 featuring LeBron James against these Golden State Warriors. So tough sledding if they don't get it done tonight. I think, Rob, a big intriguing, obviously, storyline is what Steph Curry looked like.
I was going to say, what's your gut, though, Chris? Like, if Steph isn't Steph.
If he's not himself.
I just don't know how.
Yeah,
and how are they going to make it up?
I mean, he's averaging 30. So if he can't get at least 25, Rob, I don't know how they make it. I mean, Jordan Poole has to have a great game. He has to have his best game in 3 weeks at least. That could make it up. If he comes out and plays great, Klay obviously has to be what he was in game three, which was a breakout game for him. Draymond has to play better. And Wiggins, Rob, has to hit some threes. In addition, I think Wiggins has played great. But in addition to finishing at the rim, he's going to have to make threes. And Otto Porter, who's starting the night in place of Kevon Looney, has to play well, shoot the ball well. So they got their work cut out for him. And let's just hope it's a good game. You know, that's, you and I have talked about this before. Some of these series have been really good just because of the drama, the intrigue. You don't know who's going to win. But a lot of the individual games, this series has been okay in that regard. Yeah, but a lot of the individual games, yeah, like, it hasn't been as bad. Yeah.
As some of the other series where we've seen some terrible blowouts.
Right.
You know, sandwiched around some good games, Chris. You know, like there'll be a good game, and then we'll see a 25, 30-point blowout and be like, oh, because one team couldn't make threes or whatever it is. And that's usually where we get the blowouts.
All right, let's get to it. Last night, for those who don't know, Rob Parker made his comedic debut at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. Was it in Hollywood?
Yeah, yep, in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Was it on Sunset Strip?
Sunset Boulevard, yep.
Sunset Boulevard. And
at the Comedy Store.
Someone told me this morning that Rob tore the house down. That someone was Rob. But
was
still.
That me? Wow. Was that me?
Yes, it was you.
I know Alex is saying, this dude texts me at 6 a.m. Doesn't he know that I have to do nighttime? I don't get off until what time? Midnight?
I don't get out of here until 11:20, home at 12:30 in the morning.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You and
I'm
were early. Up, Rob. I was just getting up.
I know. I saw your thing.
Because I came first in. Things first. Yeah.
Yeah, I was up early because, you know, I have stuff to do. I was up at 6 a.m.
Well, this would have been 1:30 your time, I'm talking about.
I was coming in.
Still up
no, I was
from,
coming
yeah,
in.
From
yeah, I didn't go to bed till 2. Yep.
Yeah, so, but anyway, the moment you've all been waiting for. I haven't heard the whole show. I mean, I've heard a lot of the jokes because he does them on our show, but I haven't heard the whole stand-up. I just saw like a 2-minute excerpt at the beginning. So I'm as excited and intrigued as everybody else. But here he is, my man, Rob Parker, Kid Dynamite, debut Kid comedy Dynamite! Routine. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, his first time on Crack 'Em Up, but not his last. Make some noise for Rob!
Beverly and Maine.
Hey, you had the right music, I'll tell you that.
That's my yo, what up?
Yeah,
what up, LA? How you doing? It's great to be out here. And you guys know, some of you guys know, I'm a sports guy, television, as a sports writer, on the radio, and my people from Fox Sports Radio are here. So I appreciate it. So I'm going to talk to you. Of course, I'm going to talk a little sports with you as well. And L.A. all of a sudden became a sports town, right? The Lakers won the championship. The Dodgers won the championship. And then this year, the Rams won the championship. But I'm not so sure that everybody was feeling the Rams and were really into it. Because, you know, they had the big parade. Well, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. It wasn't really a big parade. Actually, it was so small that I heard a woman in the crowd say, "Is it in?" The parade was so small that even a Moyle said that he couldn't take the job because it wasn't enough to work with. Man, and the bad part was I got tickets to the Super Bowl, and they were awesome. I opened them up, and they're sweet tickets, but I couldn't use them. I'm diabetic. All right, I'm going to tell you some other couple sports things. So Clayton Kershaw, you know, is injured, and he's warming up and, you know, trying to get back to the Dodgers, get back on the roster. So the other day down in the minor leagues, he warmed up. They're still looking for the ball, but they think he's going to be all right. Talking about baseball, I'm going to tell you about the about Tony La Russa. You know, Tony La Russa, the manager of the Chicago White Sox, almost 80 years old. Sometimes I think people, it's time for them to retire, step away from the game. Because Tony La Russa on opening day, you know, the team runs out, takes the field, and Tony La Russa walks up to the dugout steps. He looks out into the field and he yells, "Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!" And as you know, as a sports writer, you work with some wacky people. And I do in this business. Chris Broussard is my radio partner. That's right. On Fox Sports Radio. He's a very respected guy, a family man, very religious. I think he carries it a little too far. Because Chris is so religious, he won't even eat a devil dog. And then there's Alex, who is an engineer. Alex is a vegan. He's really into, you know, eating healthy and everything. But again, just carries it a little bit to the extreme. Alex is so vegan, he won't even call his girlfriend honey. And for Valentine's Day, he bought his girlfriend a pair of edible panties made of kale. Rob G is our producer. Rob G's battling the bold, so Rob G is trying to eat right and whatnot, and he's also eco-friendly. So he bought paper towels made out of sugar cane. Only problem was when he wipes his mouth, he gains 5 pounds. And Fred Rogan from AM 570, and of course a longtime sportscaster on KNBC, 42 years on the air. Fred's a weird guy too. So Fred and I went to the movies. We go in, the woman rips the ticket, gives it to Fred, and then she says, "Hold on to your stub," and Fred grabbed his pants and walked in. And you know, I travel all the time too as a sports writer, so I'm always on planes. So I was on a plane, we're going from New York to St. Louis, and the pilot was talking to the plane, telling us how long it was going to take to get there, the altitude and all that. And he left the mic on, and he turned to the co-pilot, he said, "Man, I need a Jane a cup of coffee right now." So of course the female flight attendant hears her, she starts running to the cockpit, and I said, "Don't forget the coffee." You know, I also lived in Detroit. Talking about travel, the sports ride of Detroit, no doubt. I lived there for 20 years, and people, it's a great town. People are always ripping on Detroit, all the crime and all that. Man, that's just a vicious rumor started by 2 million victims, okay? And New York, I was born in New York and raised in New York. It's the same thing, New York, you know, crime and all that. But I lived in one of the safest buildings in the city, for real. I remember going down to my lobby, there were 3 cops there all night. They were afraid to go outside. And I want you guys to know too, I'm one of those rare guys. I'm the only black guy in America who went on the Golden Girls cruise. Yes. Do not belittle it. I loved it. The Golden Girls cruise was awesome. The best part about going on that cruise, you don't have to worry about getting anybody pregnant. But it is a little hard to sleep sometimes because, I don't know about you, if you ever heard, you know, it's hard to sleep through arteries hardening, you know, right next to you. So, you know, there's a little things that you gotta kind of figure out with older women or whatever. I remember the first time pulling down her panties. And I was staring at steel wool, I thought. I said, if I was a pot or a pan, I'd be in good shape. And the guy, And they come with their own, like, not sex toys, but things that you could utilize. So the guy who invented the wheelchair, unbelievable. Perfect height. I mean, it's just perfect. Jesus. Sports writer. I always wanted to be a TV sitcom writer or write in Hollywood or something like that. And so I thought of what would be my first show. You know, people always making different versions of, you remember Chips with Eric Estrada, Larry Wilcox? It was a show on NBC, California Highway Patrol. It was called Chips on NBC. So I'm thinking I'll make it an all black cast and call it Chocolate Chips. And speaking of all black cast, you know, Hollywood is famous for that. It's a copycat industry. If something works, people go, yeah, we're gonna do that as well. So I think, you know, after the success of Black Panther and all the money it made, that's what Hollywood wants to do. So I'm hearing that they're working on this new project. It's about a cop, you know, a detective in the 1940s. I think Warren Beatty made a movie about it. They got, like, you know, all the villains, the Mole and Mumbles and all that. So I'm like excited. I'm saying that's gonna be great. You know the name of the show? It's gonna be called Big Tracy. All right, thanks everybody.
There it is. Your presence sounded good, Rob.
It was pretty like amazing, you right? That I was comfortable here. Enough, yep.
And that's half the battle. So I was trying to think of it like if I didn't know you and, you know, say me and my wife.
And you were just sitting
went,
there, right?
Yeah, we just went to see it. And I thought it was pretty good. I mean, obviously we had heard a lot of it.
Right.
You know.
You know, good jokes, but a lot of people haven't.
Right,
so you can't
right,
just,
right. No, it was right, smart. Right. I mean, yeah, I'm not surprised you did it that way. But I thought it was good. I thought the Detroit joke was good. I thought the cops being afraid to go outside in New York was good. I thought your opening joke was a great way to open up. And I thought it was good, man.
You know what was surprising, Chris, was the laugh level stayed, you know, almost throughout the whole thing. I got a laugh basically throughout the
right.
seven, eight minutes it was. Rob G and Alex, we want to hear from you as well. And Steve DeSager, chime in on what you liked. Rob G, I'm sorry. I know I said you were battling in the bulge.
Yeah. Hey, don't ever give me flack for calling you husky
Rob
again.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, no. Nah,
he said
it's okay.
I'm not
I'm not mad at Rob Parker. You know why? Because as you guys know yesterday.
You are battling the bulge?
You know what, Chris? If you were in LA, I'd smack you. No, but here we go. This is what Lamar Mitchell, friend of the show, MGM Grand, the greatest sports book in Vegas.
Yes.
Said the over-under on laughs per person per minute was 2.5 per minute. Me and Alex counted.
Sure did.
In 8 of the minutes, Rob met the under 5 times.
We're getting paid.
But, you know, in the second and seventh minute, you killed it, Rob. So the problem was that you had the long buildup for some of them, so they bled over into the wrong minute. So,
right.
You know, but it worked out for me and Alex. We're getting paid in the Escalade.
So I would have lost money.
You would have lost. But overall, CB. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Rob, okay. I thought it was good, even though it helped me to win. You know, the gambling is kind of funny. But what you said, what your stand-up, the courage they had to get out there was impressive. And your actual content, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, Rob.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Alex?
You know what, Rob? First, I'll send my Venmo information to CB so he can pay up for that loss on the over-under. Second off, Monsi Bolaños is your biggest fan because every laugh I heard was hers over everybody else, which is amazing.
She was out there. She brought a picture of Chris.
You saw that?
Yeah,
I mean,
saw that picture.
You sent me a text at like 1:50 in the morning. I know. I saw the picture.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
My favorite part, too, is she definitely had the 2-drink minimum. She was enjoying herself. I loved it. But, guys, this is what I'll say. Not only Rob, I've said this before. I told you this before you went, the two biggest things you had to do was be yourself and have fun doing it. You nailed both of those. You could tell you were enjoying the time. You did something smart too, Rob, where I saw you had a piece of paper next to you just in case your mind started to drift or something. You caught yourself, which was genius, because the worst thing you can do on stage is not be able to finish a joke, and you did great.
And you know what? I appreciate
that. Is
that
what I mentioned when you had your notes?
I had a piece of paper on a stool.
Yes.
And I talked to the other comedians and they said that's allowed. And as long as you're not reading from it,
sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's
right.
Like I didn't want to lose my place. Let's get Steve DeSager.
I did think you
well.
Looked I constructive criticism. And it maybe it was just maybe the version I saw, or I don't know, maybe you weren't. It looked to me like you were looking at it a little too much.
Yeah.
From the I mean, it was his first time.
You know what? A little bit in the beginning, but once I got on
the topic, the only part I saw was the beginning. Yeah.
And once I got on a topic, I kind of ran with it.
So, the million-dollar question, you going to keep doing it?
I am, and I'm not BSing you. I'll send you the text. I got text from Detroit today, and the Fox Theater has a new comedy outlet in downtown Detroit, and they asked me would I come to Detroit and do a show.
Will they fly you in and everything?
No, I don't know any of the details yet, but I'm just saying they did say, hey,
I'll represent you, Rob. Yeah. We'll get you first class, come on, five-star.
Hey, we'll get you. You know we got you at 275 Park when we open that in Brooklyn.
You know that. So, all right.
And you'll get first class there and five-star accommodations. Don't let Chris go cheap on
just
you.
Like Chris, just like Chris gets.
Exactly. Just let me know next time you're going to be in New York. And we'll,
Hey, all right, let's take some calls.
Your turn to weigh in. Let's take some calls. 877-99 or 5. Fox, what'd you think of Rob's stand-up? Your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the iCouple special night here. In addition to be a funky flashback Friday, a TGIF Friday, if I do say so myself, Rob Parker made his comedy debut, and I'll get to that in a moment, your calls. But, you know, we're brought to you by AutoZone, as always. That's America's number one battery destination. So if you're dealing with a bad battery, that's where you go, AutoZone, because they offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Now, we got a lot of people that want to weigh in on Rob's stand-up. So what we're going to do is we're going to take calls now at 1-800-877-99 on Fox. And then after the update in a few minutes, we're going to take more calls. So stay on the line if you've already called in. If you haven't, call us at 877-996-6369, and you'll get a chance to weigh in next segment, if not this one.
All right. Sounds good, Chris. All right. Cage in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cage?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's everything?
Good, man. How are you?
That's good. Hey, Rob Parker, I've been doing comedy for 6 years, man, and I got to say, it's great that you went up there for the first time. Hope to see you do it a lot more. My criticism that I have towards you is hold for your laughs, because I was trying to listen. I was laughing at some of your jokes, but then when I tried to reel it in or whatever, you went to, hurry up, went to the next joke, so I couldn't really finish laughing. So
okay, so let the laughs kind of keep going, and then when it dies down, go to the next show.
Right, so pause before you laugh. And was anybody, a lot of people in the from Fox Sports that was in the crowd?
We had about...
It was all Fox Sports.
No, it was not. We had like...
I'm keeping it real.
No, we had...
The reason why I said...
It was like doing a stand-up at a family barbecue. Oh, let's keep it real.
Wow.
The reason why I said it is because my friends get mad at me when I go to like workout jokes and I don't invite them. They'll be like, why you don't invite us? Because I say, you know me. You know you're going to laugh at my jokes. But the people that don't know me, they'll let me know if it's funny or not.
Yeah, we only had six.
That's
only
your
had
next
six,
test, Rob.
Six people out of the 70 were from Fox Sports, so it wasn't a lot.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Tyson
that's
in Oregon.
Fear, but that's all right.
No, it ain't. Tyson in Oregon.
You had people from 570, didn't you?
Yeah, there was three, so
here's
eight out of the 70.
Here's the reason I say that, and I'm guessing, because when they said Fox Sports, a lot of people, it was a loud cheer.
Yeah,
when they said, like, all the Fox Sports people, it was like a big cheer.
But that's what makes me think,
but I might be wrong. I wasn't there.
No, there were people who listened to the radio who came and to be a part of the crowd. So I think that's good for you, Rod,
because a lot of people will know you. Like what he said, people that know you will like you, you know. And so a lot of people obviously know you.
Alex heard the guy. There was guys in the front row who said planties when I said, right? So that, Chris,
right.
They listened to the show.
They listened to the show, right.
To say planties. Let's say Tyson in Oregon. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tyson?
Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
It's funny. You guys make me laugh when I'm driving around getting off work, and usually I'm laughing at Rob because you guys are always busting his chops. I thought he did great, though. It was really cool. And just remember listening to you guys for a while. The Golden Girls thing, that was incredible.
That was so good. Stuff. So, thank you, man.
I think we're just getting up there and doing it. You get a ton of props, but I think you definitely just – hone it in a little and sharpen it. You got a future.
Thank you, buddy.
That's right.
Appreciate
Real
that.
Talk. All right, look, we'll keep on the line. If you haven't called in, 877-99 on Fox. After the update, you'll get a chance to weigh in on Rob's stand-up. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Should we, Rob G, continue with calls?
Let's do it, Rob.
All right, let's do it. Let's kick it off. We're talking about my stand-up debut in Hollywood last night at the Comedy Store. You just heard it. You got comments, 877-99 on Fox. How about Leo? No. Andy in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andy?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
The, Yeah, you guys are the best. But I got just a couple things, Rob.
Sure.
You gotta finish. You gotta finish the set with the Stick and Stay, America.
There you go. I'll remember that. Yeah, Stick and Stay, okay. America.
Okay, now wait. I got one thing. Well, I don't know the rules of comedy, okay? And I don't want to call you out, but the pilot joke. Is it okay to retell the joke from Goodwill Hunting?
What?
He's saying you stole the joke, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, every joke...
I don't know the rules of comedy. I don't want to get in trouble, Rob.
No, there's a few jokes, but that's what you call it. That's jokes been around.
I was saying, I've heard that before, but I thought you told me that before, Rob.
I don't know if I told you.
But that's from Goodwill Hunting?
That's a common joke that, you know what I mean, for people who travel. But yeah.
Uh-oh. Be careful, man.
No.
I mean, you can't be biting people's jokes. That's all I'm saying.
There's certain jokes. Most of those jokes are original jokes that I wrote. But there's a couple jokes that are old
jokes.
There
were other ones?
A couple jokes.
What were the other ones?
You might embellish a couple of them. Leo in New York, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Good evening, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. How are you,
brother? You?
Good. Hey, Alex, I saw that yesterday you nailed the state. I'm sure you had like a United States map in front of you when you were doing Tasha Tower trivia. Good job, though.
The whole time I went home, Leo, I had a picture of you up top and studying everything in the world.
But you know what?
Leo, you educated him. Good stuff. You're an example of the benefit of constructive criticism. Great
exactly.
Job.
And Chris, you know, for next time he has to study the Bible, because when you say Goliath and you can guess David, it's like someone said peanut butter, you can say jelly. Like, right. Come on.
David, come
wait,
on.
David, it was David and Goliath.
Leo, it is not a Trash Talking Tuesday. Please continue.
Yes. All right, give us.
Anyways, Rob, I think this, for a daily listener of a show, you know, we pretty much all heard all these jokes. So, but it was still cool the way you actually handled yourself on stage and everything. I think that was pretty nice. You didn't laugh too much through the jokes, so that was cool because you were able to deliver them.
Yeah, that was a big thing. I know Rodney Pete from AM 570.
Did he go?
Here
did he make it?
Yeah, it was in the front row.
Great.
We had talked about that before, about just trying to not laugh too much, right?
Uh-huh. And you know what? I don't know. I guess you probably forgot, but the Five Guys joke is one of your best jokes ever. I don't know how you forgot to put that in your material.
Which one?
The Five Guys joke.
Oh, from what was that, about the pizza?
Yeah, about the Five Guys delivering the pizza to Michael Jordan, and then, you know, seeing that they're not good at pizza, so they went and did Five Guys Burgers.
That's right.
That's a classic. You should always incorporate that to your material for sure.
I got to remember that, Leo, because if I do this one in Detroit, I'm going to definitely add some new material.
Goodbye,
appreciate
Leo.
It. Thank you,
see
buddy.
You, Leo.
How about Jay West in Philadelphia? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How's it going, Chris and Rob?
Doing good. How are you?
Man. Good. Good to have you.
Good, man. Well, welcome to the comedy world, good brother.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the comedy world. Hey, man. I do comedy here in Philadelphia and a few other states here and there. And just want to say, yo, good set. Good set for your first time, man.
Thank you.
Really, 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 really good set. Since you are first, it's your first time, you just dragged the jokes out a little bit more than what they needed to be, but that's okay. Still your first time. Moving forward, record your jokes while you're saying them.
Okay.
And listen to the jokes that you get the most laughs at and just work on those. And then go back, write again, write another five jokes, record your set, do the same thing all over again. Those are what's going to be your money jokes.
Right.
Those are the jokes that's going to work no matter where you go. Write every day if you can. Watch anybody that influenced you. You can always take what they had and you can construct it as your own. You don't take the premise, but you're going to construct it as your own. Just remix the joke. But you're not going to take the joke or else they're going to be like, hey, I heard that before. And somebody going to call you out. But keep that joke where you said you pulled down the lady's pants and it was like Jock's Brillo pad under
there. It was still wool, right? All right, appreciate it,
Jay
West.
Good, thank you. Good call. He gave you good constructive criticism earlier, right? Or not criticism, but, you know,
good advice.
Good advice.
Moving forward.
And I think one of your strengths, as I said, your presence was good. You were comfortable up there. And that,
you know
that
what?
Good.
I did not feel, Chris, once I got started, never felt really nervous. We talked about this yesterday about we do this. This is what we do. And it's part of, you know, we're both sports writers, journalists, but we're entertainers. And Chris and I know.
Particularly
like,
now, like with the radio show and
all
even
that.
On TV.
Yeah. I mean, you got to, there's an entertainment element to it as well. So definitely. All right.
Great job, though, man. Real talk that we're proud of you. All of us here at the iCouple are proud of you. And I think you should. You are keeping it going, but I think you should. Like,
I'm going to keep it going.
You did well enough to keep doing it.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like, okay, that was one time and I'm done. Yeah, no, it was good.
It could have been like, okay, you did your bucket list. Thing, let's leave that over there in the bucket, right? Let's leave that in the bucket.
Nah, you did well. All right. You won't believe, as we get back to the sports talk, what Rob Parker has to say about LeBron. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Honey, huh? Me and you. All right, it is the iCouple. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Tom Crady. He's all dusty because he was in the crates getting some Casey and the Sunshine Band. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. Rob, Warriors looking good so far. Looked early on. I mean, you know, you can never put too much in an early run, but Boston came out strong, got a nice little lead. And Golden State weathered it and now has the lead itself, 33-28, although I'm a little behind, so we'll see. But if that keeps up.
It's probably 40-38 now with that damn streaming you have.
It's 33-31, I know that. Jaylen Brown just hit a three. But good game. Steph's played well. He's on the bench right now, and they've played all right without him. That's the key. How strong can they play without him? Jordan Poole picking up the slack. And looking pretty good. So we'll see. Good game, though, right now. Let's end it with this. LeBron James dropped a little segment, a little snippet from his next episode of The Shop on HBO. Here it is. Oh, we don't have the sound, Rob G. Rob G, give us the synopsis of what LeBron
said. Was on the Shop, an upcoming episode, and he was
missed a shop. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Rob Parker. You have one comedy stand-up and all of a sudden.
Now he thinks he's Richard Pryor.
I know, right?
But in any event, the gist of it was.
Just don't set me on fire.
LeBron said that after he retires, he'd like to own a team. And specifically, he'd like to own an NBA franchise in Las Vegas.
Well, let's address this first, Rob. Because in talking in the quote, LeBron said, before I talk. Or rather than talk, I want to own a team. We're both assuming. We may be wrong because we don't know the context. But it seems like you would think he's talking about broadcasting. And so what do you think? Yeah, I mean, you would think that, right? What do you think LeBron would be as a broadcaster? How do you think he'd be?
Yeah, I think he would fall in the category of the other greats. And I'm not saying Dr. J, Joe Montana, who were great players.
Don't think he'd be good?
I don't think he would be that good. Not as bad as, say, Joe Montana was bad, Chris. I don't know if you remember him on NBC. But
vaguely.
I just don't see LeBron as being in that role. I would be surprised.
It's interesting. Because I remember, and a lot of people were in this boat, Rob. I'm not sure if you were. I thought Dr. J was going to be fantastic.
And he was
handsome, articulate. You know what I mean? Like, it just was like, oh, he's going to be great. But he didn't have enough energy. Just soft. He was too soft-spoken, you know?
That's a good way.
And, he was too soft-spoken. It wasn't like he was lethargic. I don't mean that lacking energy. But, you know. You got to have some energy, some charisma about you. In a, for an athlete, I mean, you have to have some verbal skills, obviously. But for an athlete, Rob, I would say energy and charisma is even more than being, like, incredibly articulate.
Yeah.
Like, Barkley's not what you call incredibly articulate, but Kenny Smith, you know, they're fine. But you know what I mean? Like, they're just, they got energy, they got charisma, they're funny.
No, they're personality. And television is right. about Chris personality a lot. Same thing with radio. Like, if somebody right. were to come on right. here and they just start giving, reading stats and telling and stating the obvious and not, you know, giving you
or
a little
flavor. Just
breaking
down X's and O's.
Right.
Even
people
just
would turn the station.
But, right. yeah, with no – you're right, no charisma. And so I will say this about LeBron. LeBron does have personality. And I actually think he'd be good. I'm not saying he'd be a Barkley or anything like that. But I do think he'd be good. I think he'd be better than Dr. J and Montana. Like, I think he could do it if he wanted. But I just don't – I think he's got bigger fish to fry. Not to, you know, obviously this is what we do, so this is good too. But I just think, I mean, LeBron James, for all he's done, obviously as a basketball player, I think he's going to do tremendous. He's already done really great things. He, you know, he's got the school in Akron. He just also, Rob, built a health clinic there and in Akron. I think he's going to do great humanitarian things. I really do. I mean, already a billionaire. That is huge, you know, for a guy. He's probably made less than $500 million playing, I think. I don't know the exact number what he's made right. playing. But, you know, to double that as a player, I mean, and he's got, you know, he's this new movie Hustle on Netflix. That's LeBron's company. I went to see his boy Maverick Carter, you know, his business manager, business partner, I should say, when they had their lot, they had a place on the Warner Brothers lot, uninterrupted in Spring Hill. And now they got a place that's way, they got like 30,000 square feet in LA. They got 22,000 square feet in New York. Like they're really doing things. I think LeBron's going to do big things away from basketball when he's done playing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I was going to ask you about Uninterrupted. You know, he had the kind of media company, but I don't remember, have they really made a footprint? Is it just a shop? Is that from
well, no. You know? And look, they got Uninterrupted and they have Spring Hill Entertainment. So I don't know exactly how.
Which one?
I think
okay.
Uninterrupted is right. under Spring Hill, I believe. But, you know, let's put them all together. They got this new movie, Hustle, like I said, on Netflix with Adam Sandler. They've done some, Rob G, I know they've done quite a bit, obviously the shop. Remember they did the More Than an Athlete. I do think they've made a football, they did the Ali, they did a documentary on Muhammad Ali. I think it was like, Say My Name, it was called, I believe. Space Jam, obviously, which I don't know how well that did, but I think they've done well. Yeah. I think overall they're doing well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had some podcasts. I don't know if they're still in the podcast arena or not. They had Draymond. They were the first to, I believe, put Draymond on. But, yeah, I think he's got big fish to fry. And he wants to own the team. I think he will. We'll see if he gets Vegas. Like you said yesterday, it's tough to own the team. But obviously,
it ain't
being
impossible.
LeBron James,
it ain't impossible.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there'll be a lot
he's
of billionaires
have to put together a team.
Vying for
yeah.
it. Right. That's all.
He's going to have to put together a big-time team. Yeah. So. All right, we're the Odd Couple signing off. Funky Flashback Friday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you Monday.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.